Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all well, starting your day remarkably happy and positive. It's pretty good here in Sydney. It's been breezy all night. We've got a little bit of cloud coming over, but I think the weekend's going to be an absolute bull terror, which in Australian speak means it's going to be really good. Look, having a look at the markets just quickly here, and I want to cover a topic that some of my members have asked and requested about, and I think it's quite important. I'm not going to put it off any longer. We'll cover it today, and it's about how to become a full-time trader and what things to expect along the way, because it's not often what you expect it to be. Now, Bitcoin, we saw pull back into that cradle zone, rejecting 9,000. Well, we have broken the lows. Now, if you're across my social media, which is Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and all the other various ones, but that's the main ones there, you'll actually have seen the video that I put out, and you'll see what I was looking at there, and it will be very interesting for you, I'm sure I can be. So go and have a look at that, but if you haven't already subscribed to the Trader Cobb website, you get your bi-weekly videos. There'll be another one going out today, most likely. And also, don't forget to get on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, because I don't just do a podcast, guys. I do content across multiple channels. I do lots of different stuff, material. I write stuff for certain publications. I do the podcast. I do the videos on Instagram. I do it across Facebook, across LinkedIn, across, what's the other one? Twitter. All of them. And you can get lots and lots of free content every single day to keep you plugged into what's going through my mind and what's going on in the cryptocurrency marketplace. So I suggest, if you haven't already, go and get yourself stuck into all of that. And don't forget to enter the competition by giving me a review on the Trader Cobb business webpage. Business Facebook page, and reviewing the podcast, taking your screenshots of each review and sending it to admin@tradercobb.com for your chance to go ahead and be one of the first people to receive the Fibonacci Booster course, which will be released very, very shortly. So Bitcoin pulled back up into that cradle zone. We had that pull back in there, bearish candle. We've broken the lows. Now, does this mean that we're going to be falling to make new lows? I don't know. Probability would suggest that we may do. However, what I'm looking at here on this chart, on the daily chart right now, I really wouldn't be too surprised to see us create a higher low. We do have the potential for a higher low on the weekly time frame. We need to break up through 11,775 for us to go into an uptrend on the weekly. But on the daily, if we can pull back a little bit here, we might even test 8,000 again, create a higher low before the next move. That would give us a really nice trend reversal. And ultimately, I'd be happy to be patient to wait a few days to set a new higher low and then push on to a new higher high, because it gives me a better level of certainty as to the direction of the market, and clarity is what I'm after. Certainty is what I need, because I'm a trader and I'm looking to trade direction. Currently, Bitcoin's direction is down. The overall trend is down. I'm talking about on the daily. So I'm going to monitor that. I'm going to keep an eye on that. I wouldn't be surprised to see more selling coming in over the weekend. It would not be a surprise to me at all. The 4-hour is now back into a downtrend, and we are seeing across the board, the market's starting to roll over. On the flip side of that, don't forget, I don't have a crystal ball. I am reading the charts based on probabilities, based on my years of experience of reading them. The market could, and I would love to see it, bounce and move higher. More than happy to see that happen, so everybody's happy. However, I am a realist, and I understand what I'm looking at on these charts, and the probability for a move lower is high. So, what do we cover today, and what would I be doing on a day like today? Well, those of you who are in my groups, who have done my courses and are part of my memberships, you'll know there was a couple of trades that we discussed yesterday that have triggered. And one of them I know that we couldn't take, just because I certainly couldn't take it. I just couldn't find a platform to trade the way that I would like to. The other one has triggered and is looking quite good at the moment. So we basically already set ourselves up for the potential for a down move. Now, throughout my trading over the last sort of few months, there's been a lot more shorting opportunities than going long. And most people don't go short in crypto. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. It's the lack of understanding, the lack of education, the lack of knowledge and understanding as to how you can actually do it. No structure, no rules, no discipline, and no idea leads to bad decisions. So if you're not going short, that's really good, because if you don't know how to, if you don't know how to trade, if you don't know how to manage your risk, then doing nothing is the best thing to do. But if you want to learn how to do all of the above, then I can help you with that. For now, I've made more money this year going short than I have in a bull market. Now, that says a lot about the sort of trader, or the trader that I am. I personally believe that in a big way, that a trader should be able to make money in any direction. Now, given that the market has given us more downward momentum and direction this year, it would make perfect sense for me to have made more money shorting than going long. And a lot of people in crypto, I'd say the large majority that were in last year around, you know, the latter part of the year, a lot of people will still be in profit because of the astronomical rise, but there'll be a lot of people that will be hurting right now that have given back a lot from the highs. My investment portfolio has done the same, but my trading portfolio has continued to grow throughout that period because I know what I am doing. Now that brings me to the topic of becoming a full-time trader, because it does come up in conversation quite a lot. And I want to cover a couple of things in this podcast for everybody out there who is considering doing that at some point, whether it be you're sitting on the fence right now to consider it, or whether it be something that you've got down as a goal. I think it's really important to understand some of the things that you might come across, some of the pitfalls, some of the things you need to be aware of. Number one, it's not what you think it will be. Okay, I was working in London and trading at the same time. My trading started to make as much money as my income. And at that stage, I stuck around working for a little bit longer. And the funny thing is that, you know, even if you don't like your job, you go, oh, I want to get out of here. The amazing thing is that when you don't need to be there, you kind of have more control. You don't feel so bad about it, I guess. You're the one with the control. You can leave whenever you want because you've got an income that you have sourced from elsewhere. And I stuck around for an extra 6 months. And that's the first thing. When you can, you may not do it straight away, and that's fine. Secondly, when you start trading full time, it doesn't mean you need to trade full time. This was the mistake that I made. This is the mistake that I see lots of people make, and lots of people I've mentored over the years repeat this one. And you probably will too when you get there, because it's just something that I think you just didn't seem to need to learn. What happened with me was that I went, right, I'm not working full-time anymore. I am going to trade full-time now. I'll trade full-time hours. And because I was doing X percentage when I was trading part-time, I will then increase my percentage of success because I've got more time to trade. Biggest misconception out there, full-time trading does not mean you will do better. Because trading does not associate itself with making money to time. Whereas, you know, you go to work, you get a salary, or you get paid by the hour, however you get paid, it tends to be the trade-off of time for money. In trading, there is no association with time and money. I could place one trade that takes me 15 minutes to find, 2 minutes to raise the order, and that could make me $30,000. That's like, say, 20 minutes of work. That's the reality of it. It depends on your account size and depends on your risk portfolio and all these things. But the bottom line is, it's not about measuring success by time. The more time you put in does not mean the more money that you will make. And I made this mistake. I had really good results leading up to me going full time. I went full time and I went crazy. I went from, you know, trading for maybe 2-3 hours a day to trading for like 10 to 14 hours a day. I started to get headaches. My eyes fell out of my face. I had to put them back in, and it was a bit crazy for a while there. I pretty much became a junkie and it didn't help. And my results suffered significantly. The first month that I was trading full time, I lost money. Now, I hadn't lost money for a long time leading up to there. Now, when I went full time, don't get me wrong, I still had a lot to learn, a huge amount to learn. Your learning curve really kicks off at that point because you've got to learn about how to deal with the pressure, the emotions, the stress on a different level, because this is now your income. It changes the way that you perceive yourself. It changes the way that you trade in the marketplace. You can't let it, and that's a difficult thing. So the perception that more trading time means more money is not true. What you need to focus on, and I learned this the hard way, don't get me wrong, I've made these mistakes, and this is why I'm qualified to tell you guys this. You need to have a really good balance. You need to be cool. You need to be happy. All right, happy people do good things. Happy people are calm people. Calm people make good decisions. Once again, I'll say it again to you guys. You know, like, at the end of the day, how often have you made really great decisions when you've been highly stressed? Probably never. They usually end in you throwing the toys out of the pram, saying something stupid, upsetting somebody, making a bad decision, and regretting it and having to unstuff it up. You know, fix it back up again. It takes more time. No, the place to make decisions, the place to do your training, your learning, everything is in a cool, calm, and collected mindset. So you've got to spend time on being in that place. I talk about routines in my courses. I talk about structure. I talk about all of that sort of stuff. But this brings it to a whole new level because you are responsible now. Yes, you can sit in front of your charts all day long if you wish to. You can stare at the charts if you wish to. Or you can focus on being positive. Go out there. Oh, there's not much trading activity going on. I'm going to go and have a walk. walk. I'm going to go for a surf. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go do XYZ, go to the library, play chess, play World of Warcraft, whatever tickles your fancy. Go and do it for a portion of your day. When you come back, you've got clear eyes, you're feeling good. And that's the way you want to be. There's a lot of days as well that you will not find trades. The perception that you'll find more trades does not necessarily come out to play. Trades will be there when trades will be there. Try not to change too much when you're trading. If you decide that you've been making good money from swing trading on the higher time frames, and then you decide, oh, you know what? I'm going to move down to the 15-minute time frame and focus on that. Don't do it too powerfully. Take your time. Don't jump in two feet first. If you're risking, say, 1% per swing trade and you're doing quite well, then risk 0.2% or 0.1% on your intraday trading until you get that to a strength. It's like a muscle. You've got to learn it. You've got to train it. You're going to be crap to start off with, no doubt. You'll make mistakes to start off with. So make mistakes on smaller amounts. Invest some time and money into yourself, into your education. Now, whether that be, I mean, I'm not talking necessarily about doing courses like anything like that. Your education can be as simple as buying a book and reading on something like Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. A great book on psychology. It might be going and doing a two-day weekend course on how to meditate. I don't know. It might be getting a massage every week to keep calm and to stop yourself from being too tense. You may need to start to work on a different routine. As a matter of fact, you'll definitely need to start to work on a different routine. You might need to decide to take a break every couple of hours, and you have to break yourself away from the computer and stick to that discipline to walk away. Take a break, clear your mind, and come back. There are a lot of things to consider when you're going to be a full-time trader. It's not just as fun, it's not as fun and simple and straightforward as what your perception may be. I can tell you right now, trading is not easy. It should be simple. It should be simple, but it is not easy. And it's not the bit about trading. It's not the bit about finding the trades, placing the trades. That's not the hard bit, guys. The hard bit is being the best version of yourself that you can be. And what I mean by that is not some hippie shit where I'm, you know, freaking out and smoking a joint. I'm talking about, the fact is, what I'm talking about here is you need to be good. You need to be the best you can be. All right? And that's difficult. Because you've got to be the best you can be a huge amount of the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm trading, I feel great right now. Most days, I've got a routine. I stick to it. It works well. I'm very happy. I'm killing it. Now, if I get halfway through my day and something happens and my mood changes or I feel terrible, I have coping mechanisms. I've got things to do. I have invested a lot of time and money into things to help me. I've got audiobooks. I've got books. I've got meditation. I've got massages. I've got all sorts of different things. Even just a simple walk can sometimes bring you back to a good, positive state of mind. But I've got a million tools in my toolbox to get me back to being good. And if I can't find my Zen moment again, get back to being good, I don't trade anymore. Now, you know this because I've told you before that I'm not trading today. You'll need to really work on your structure around self. How do you keep yourself happy? Get up, go for a surf in the morning. Get up and go for a surf when the tides are good. Do what you've got to do. I don't care what it is, but you need to work out what that is, guys. Becoming a full-time trader is not all that it's cut out to be unless you really plan it out. Plan your trade and trade your plan. Plan your day and trade your day. Plan your goals and work towards them. It's bloody good, I'll tell you that much. When you get all that right, be aware there's going to be a big learning curve. But when you get it all right, if you take your time, if you focus on keeping your mindset in the right place, then I'm sure that you'll have success. You need to focus. There's a whole bunch of new challenges coming to you if you decide to be a full-time trader, guys. It's really, really important you understand this. I give as much away as I possibly can through the courses, through the daily videos that I put out, and across this podcast, and across my social media channels, guys. So again, I'd love it if you could go give me a like on the Facebook page, write a review, that would be fantastic. That's the Trader Cobb business page, as well as jump onto the podcast here, write a review, give me a star rating. If you want to do both of those and you want to do it this week or, you know, within the end of this month, what you do is you go into the draw to win the FIP course, and that's going to be coming out very, very soon, guys. So visit tradercobb.com and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Have a fantastic day and a really killer weekend, guys. Take care. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.